This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Fiona joins us for Blown Off. Hi, Fiona. What's up?
Hi. Not much. How
are
you guys doing?
Hi, Fiona.
Hey, you know, we're good. Are you getting blown off by somebody? Is something going on that you need our help with?
I am getting blown off.
Oh, that's
yes,
a problem.
Big time. I'm dating this guy, and we're supposed to go out Saturday night, and he, on Saturdays, like, he calls me up and is like, you know, like, I'm so sorry, I have to cancel. My parents are coming into town unexpectedly, just dropped it on me last minute.
Okay.
His parents were coming.
It just felt weird because whose parents are spontaneous like that? Like, your parents give you notice. So that didn't feel right.
Yeah, usually they don't just drop in from out of town.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't. So I got a little bit stalkerish. Because it was just bugging me, man. I knew I was being lied to. So I went to his Facebook, he's quiet, and then I linked on his parents' Facebook.
You stalked his parents on Facebook?
Wow.
I did.
You did some detective work.
It was right there. they had a whole thing about being at a beach house and, like, you know, celebrating this, you know, birthday at a beach house, and, like, it was in real time. They were very clearly someplace totally different. Not with this guy.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't hear from him Sunday at all. And then Monday, you know, he calls me up normal, like, oh, hey, yeah, let's hang out, let's get together, and, you know, like, nothing is wrong, and I just need to know what's the deal.
You want to know why he's lying to you, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's horrible. Why don't we, why don't we call, what's his name, I'm sorry?
Carl.
All right, well, why don't we call Carl and find out why he lied about his parents coming into town, and, you know, hopefully it's not anything bad.
Comforting, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just, you gotta hold out hope. All right, why don't we call him now, Fiona, and find out what gives, okay?
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Carl.
Yep.
Dude, you have some explaining to do, brother.
Who is this?
Oh, sorry. I should probably explain that first. Carl, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with the lovely Megan.
Hi, Carl.
And we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay. What's up, guys?
No, nothing. We had a question for you.
Okay.
Megan?
Carl, we're actually calling you about a girl that you went out with. Her name's Fiona. She says you blew her off on your date, and she feels like you're lying about why. So, could you tell us why you really blew her off?
Yeah, you were supposed to go out Saturday night, and you told her that her parents, your parents were here, but that didn't happen, did it?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really lie to her.
Were your parents in town?
No, they weren't.
But. Right.
Why'd you lie to her, and what's the real reason that you blew her off?
I don't think I need to tell you guys.
We won't say anything.
Was there another girl?
No, really, guys, it wasn't anything.
Is there another guy?
Guys, there's nothing important.
Hi, I think you owe me an explanation.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Fiona.
Oh.
Hi, yeah, Fiona's here too, and she was really curious as to why you're lying about your parents and not going out with her.
Honestly, Fiona, it's nothing. It's I don't know what you're thinking it is, but it's nothing.
I mean, you might as well just tell us at this point.
I really don't think I need to tell you guys anything.
Okay.
You do need to tell me. So you did lie to me. We've established that. If it's really nothing, I don't know why you didn't tell me the truth in the first place, but at least do what you need to do it now.
Carl, go ahead and just give, if it's not that bad, then just let us know and we can all talk about it together and see where we can go from here.
I binge watched all of Game of Thrones starting Saturday, like mid-afternoon.
I'm sorry, what?
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 My roommate started watching Game of Thrones, and I sat down with him over lunch, and I just couldn't, honestly, like, I don't know, have you ever binge-watched something? You just, like, can't tear yourself away, and I just, yeah, I mean, that's all I did Saturday night, Sunday, I mean.
You were binge-watching Game of Thrones?
Yes.
For 2 days?
Like, 4 seasons worth, man.
What? That's why you never called her back?
So, I called her on Monday.
You called her on, but you blew off your date. When was your date, Fiona? It was Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if you, honestly,
that's
like...
super lame.
Have you...
Like, that's really lame. You broke a date with me to watch a show that has literally been on for, what, 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's on demand, dude. You could have watched that at any time, like, when you got home.
Honestly, like, it wasn't premeditated like that. It's just, you know, things just happen, right? I mean...
Okay. You sit down with your roommate at lunch to watch Game of Thrones... And then I'm guessing your date was, what, 5-6 hours later?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you literally felt like the need to make a lie up that your parents were coming into town because you really wanted to watch that show that bad.
Well, you need to make a lie up, but you can't call a girl and
Why?
Say, hey, I can't
I mean,
go out with you tonight. I'm binge watching Game of Thrones.
But that makes it even worse because now she knows you're lying.
This is horrifying to me on so many levels.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
just...
You want to stay home and watch TV.
Yeah, and it's not really a good first impression if the first thing you do is lie to her.
Of all the lies you could have come up with, you're right. Why don't you just say, I'm throwing up or I got sick?
I don't know. I really didn't think this was a big deal. I just got sucked into the show and I wanted to keep watching it and I really didn't think it was a big deal. I really don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Sorry, I lied.
Are you done? Are you all caught up now with the show?
Yeah, I'm caught up. The show's great.
So can you
it
go?
It is a great show.
Let me ask you this: now that you guys are on the, you know, now that there's no TV to watch, Carl, would you go out with Fiona again? Do you think?
I would, yeah.
Okay, and Fiona, would you be okay going out with Carl again?
I don't know, because my big crime was catching him in a lie.
I mean, okay.
A lie that he doesn't seem very sorry about.
Okay.
All.
So, well, I mean, it's your fault for catching him. If you didn't catch him, you never would have known it was a lie. Hey, hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. We'll be right back.